This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code MMANUTS99. Save 30% off new orders with code MMANUTS30. $1 per month economy hosting for 1 year with code MMANUTS1H. Glory 34 in Denver, Colorado. Get 10% off tickets with code G34MMANUTS. BetDSI. Get $10 in free play with code MMA1 at BetDSI.eu. Clito Reyes. Free shipping and free tote on orders over $150 with code MMA Nuts. Defense soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 311.
311.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By our fans, for our fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Sorry, we had a delay in show. I was a little sore yesterday. Went to the. Took a lot of, you know. Well, I can talk about that too. But I went to Great America and.
I'll just sit here in silence.
Riding all these roller coasters and my body can't fucking take the use and abuse anymore.
Yeah.
They're a lot more aggressive than I remember. Mm-hmm. And some of them, like the Superman, you're fucking face down, ass up. The track is above you, nothing below you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a pleasurable experience. My daughter is next to me and I'm going. Holy shit! Fuck this! Fuck this! She's just laughing at me. I don't remember him being this aggressive.
Did she have old. A good time though?
Oh yeah, she's just dying. Oh,
okay.
I still enjoy the Batman the best. What's the other one? Fucking X-Wing, X-Factor. I don't know what the fuck X-Factor. It is. Fucking bullshit. It's like highway to the danger zone, man. Bow, 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 bow. But yeah, and then fucking wait 2 hours and 20 minutes to go on a stupid Justice League ride. Well, broke down. A lot of shit was breaking down. But anyway.
Doesn't surprise me. That's the life of a theme park, isn't it? Shit's always breaking
waiting
down.
Waiting in lines.
And, yeah.
No, I was going to say about I got double penetrated this past week.
See? And
that's what I wanted to mention because, you know, yeah. I find out I have ulcers or whatever. But anyway, the funny part from all this was the nurse talking to me. And she's talking about, you know, the after effects of, you know, this double penetration, saying, you may experience some rectal bleeding. And I start losing it. I'm laughing because what? I don't know why. It's just, like, funny to hear a woman say rectal bleeding to me.
Were you in person when this happened?
Yes. Oh, we were face to face.
What did she say?
I tried to keep it together as much as I could, and I'm just... It just keeps coming out in a smile, and I'm just trying not to look at her or make contact. She didn't acknowledge me laughing, but I don't know. It's just funny.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you say between your friends, right? Oh, okay, but rectal bleeding or something.
I didn't quite hear you. Can you say that one more time?
Can I record you?
I was laughing this whole time.
On my iPhone that I may experience rectal bleeding.
You should have got that. Oh, dude, you could have used it like in the pre-roll or in the intro to the show.
Yes. And then what else did I hear? Oh, they gave me Twilight Sedation. And that was the movie we couldn't think of last week. We were talking about the stupid vampires and
fucking stupid.
Fucking
yeah.
Twilight.
I hate that.
Then it sparked me. I'm like, God damn it. I could have used this information on the last show.
Yes. Somebody was just talking about vampire movies with me over the weekend. They were talking about they like Twilight. I go, that's not a fucking vampire movie.
No.
That's like some lovey-dovey, like, teeny
it's
bopper
teen
shit. Sparkles.
Bullshit.
No. I need, like, glitter. Rah! And I just recommended the movie the things that, what is it? Fuck, now I can't see. My brain isn't working.
That fake documentary with the vampires?
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking
you
about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know the name of it.
I just... What We Do in the Shadows or something like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, see? It took me a while. I was
bringing
like,
it out.
If you were inside my head right now, it was like a freaking catacomb. Like, try to connect dots on information. I'm like, there it is. So, What We Do in the Shadows. It's funny. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time. I remember watching that and just dying because it's
weird, but it's funny weird.
Yeah. Right. So, if you like vampire movies, that is a good one from a different perspective, but fuck Twilight.
Yeah, fuck Twilight.
And sparkles and sun glittering. Vampires burn in the sun. They don't glisten.
That's right.
That's nonsense. So, yeah, there was a UFC event over the weekend, too.
204, Ingo. Most epic Manchester card ever. Something. Well, there are a lot of finishes. I only want to talk about two fights. Gegard Mousasi, Vitor Belfort. Second round. Mousasi decides he's become a killer. head kicks Balfour, and then he's just unleashing hell fury on the man. Left, right, uppercut, left, right, uppercut, uppercut, uppercut. Mm-hmm. He gets into the ground, gets the TKO. And then this post-fight press conference, Musasi, saucy as fuck, huh?
Very. Talking about, like, Sure Dog's got him ranked 10 and fuck that. And then talking about people just are stupid and they just want to see expensive shit on Instagram. Talking shit on Conor McGregor. Talking about how he's been the best. And I like it. He's, like, so laid back, but his comments were just... I think it was the timing in his... The way he would deliver it, and if you Google, there's a if you Google this, there is a, is it a MMA fighting one? No, Fox Sports. Fox Sports. If you Google Musasi, they have the clips, just the highlights. It's not like the long thing. Just the, it's funny. You will die laughing because I'm wondering where this guy's been his whole career. I know he's always been like super chill, but this is the version of him I like.
Yeah, he has been too laid back, and that's why his style of fighting. Like, if he can be second-round Musasi all the time,
yes,
and then have that, the charisma Sauciness. And the timing, that's right. That's what we want.
Yes.
So I like this. I like his chances. I don't know if he's going to get a title shot, because God knows what's going to happen in this middleweight division, but we talk about the next fight, Bisping versus Henderson, and epic war, Matt! The old man almost pulled it off. He's got old man strength, and... A little controversy. You can't have a Michael Bisping fight and not have a little controversy.
Like spitting and ball punching?
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, let's just lay out the facts first. So first round, Henderson lands the H-bomb, almost finishes him off. Round one, Henderson. Round two, Bisping's winning for most of it. Dan Henderson lands another H-bomb. Debatable whether or not he won. The second round, I gave the second round to Henderson. 3 or 4, clearly Michael Bisping. Fifth round, it's anybody's fight. Pretty close. At the end of the fight, Dan Henderson throws like a fucking rolling thunder kick, misses. I guess that's the way you want to go out. Michael Bisping ends up on top. In my book, I got it 48-47 Michael Bisping. Unfortunately, I have to say that. But let's not skirt over the fact that Michael Bisping is a cheater. Because he did kick Dan Henderson in the balls not once, but twice. And the first one went unnoticed. The second one got a warning. And things could have been a little bit different had the first one been a warning and the second one had a point taken off. Because then you would have a draw.
Yes, and the interwebs believe that Dan had won this fight. And let me just, I don't want to stop you because you were on a roll, but holy fuckballs. Okay, you've been KO'd in the most brutal fashion ever, probably in the UFC. Dan Henderson's made a fucking logo of this knockout.
Yes.
And you still get hit with the H-bomb. Mike.
Three times.
Seriously, dude. Like, it cannot be that unstoppable, can it? Or is it just that unstoppable?
I think it's that unstoppable. it seems like Bisping had lapses near the end of the rounds where he let himself get hit and... Good God, look at Michael Bisping's face after the fight.
Mess.
Look like he got run over by a fucking train.
Yes.
A rape train, if you will.
Rape train! Yeah, and they did win Fight of the Night, though. So, which I think was well-deserved, even with all the finishes.
I really wanted it from Dan Henderson.
Did you? Me too.
That's the way to go out.
But at the same token, you know, I don't want to bring up one of my favorite fighters in this fashion, but, you know, we watched Chuck... go down pretty hard a bunch of times, getting KO'd like crazy. And Dan didn't do that. I mean, he went out on a shield in this fight, and if he retired, so he had a big speech. He's done. I mean, it's not like he got KO'd. He did his best, and it was exciting, so I can live with it.
He's done for now, but he'll probably get that itch. I bet all these guys get the itch. You know, when we made that sacrifice last week to the MMA guys to try to keep UFC 205 intact. You know, you looked at the poster, I think it was GSP, Dan Hardy, Frank Mir, Shane Carwin. Three of those fighters want to come back. And Frank Mir is still sticking around and probably should go out.
Yeah,
he should. You know, everyone, it seems like they retire and they all want to come back. They can't ever scratch that itch.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. One thing we forgot to mention was the brutal knockout of OSP on this card. Did you see that? Yeah, and the UFC actually pulled that video off the internet today.
Why?
I don't know. They pulled it off. They said, I think it's because it's too brutal. Something. They pulled it off.
It's fucking fighting. What do you think's gonna happen?
Look bad. So I hope OSP is okay. He's just like reminds me of the Krokop versus
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Remember how the knee buckled in that one? It's very similar fashion. It's a big dude. Crazy how quickly this shit happens in an opener.
No, it's okay. Twist up.
So
it might not even be twist up. I'm just a man.
Yeah.
I know not pain. There you go. Only rectal pain and bleeding.
Yeah. So 204, I don't know. Instead of a big Reebok, like payday was like over $200,000 or something for all the Reebok guys, because there's some veteran guys.
Tenured fighters.
Yeah.
Right? But looking at that performance from Michael Bisping, it's a close fight. He almost lost this to a 46-year-old Dan Henderson. If he fights any of the other top four contenders, and maybe even Musasi, throw him in there. Does he win if he puts that kind of performance together?
I don't know.
Is it him being too cocky, or Dan just putting in the performance of his life?
No. I mean, I think Mike can. Well, if he can take Dan's punches, I think he can handle anybody's power. The question is can he melt guys cardio wise as he did with Dan in a way? I think he would win a decision. At least out of one or two of those guys, if it goes that far. But yeah, he's getting up there. I mean, might be time to retire and chill in the booth, Mike.
Well, that's the question. Like, who's next for him? You have Weidman and Romero are gonna fight, and then you have Jacare and Rockhold gonna fight, and then you have Musasi sitting in the wings. I mean, 185 is goddamn murderer's row right now. It's just brutal.
A lot of experience, guys.
And Bisping should not have the fucking title in my book. Like, how does this fucking guy have the title?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Balls, Matt. Balls.
Well, he took a fight on short notice, so respect for that. But
right time, right place.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
It will. I mean, the shit's going to get answered here shortly, and we'll see what happens.
Yes. You were talking about GSP just a second ago.
Yes.
And the rumor around the campfire is that he's coming back to fight Anderson Silva. What do you think about that?
It's like fucking 4 years too late.
Okay.
I know, personally, I don't want to see that fight.
No?
I just don't.
No interest?
You have a GSP who's been out of the sport for 2+ years. Close to it. Anderson Silva hasn't won a fight in 4 years.
Yeah.
What good is going to come of this at this point? Besides GSP coming out, taking him down, and holding him down for fucking 5 rounds. That's all I see happening.
Or jabbing him to death.
Right. But it's post-USADA, so who knows? Anything's possible. I just don't see how that bodes well for Anderson Silva.
Hey, in paydays. Getting that monies, Matt.
But do you want to see that fight?
Not necessarily. I will say this, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to happen because Dana White said there's no chance in hell. GSP doesn't want to fight and all this shit. I think they're strong-arming him, trying to get him to take less money. Because there was a rumor GSP wanted like $10 million or something ridiculous.
But yeah, because he's under that old contract when you could have your own sponsors.
Right.
So he's just saying, hey, I'll fight. Just make up the difference.
Makes sense. $10 million be in fair. Sponsors before? Holy shit.
Well, if he had Under Armour, he had all the top, I think Gatorade probably, all the top of the line sponsors.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because he was the clean cut guy, and he's Canadian, so you hit that whole other market.
Yeah.
That's the question. I forgot to ask that last week, but is GSP worth $10
million? Not now. No, don't think so.
GSP, Conor McGregor. Is that worth it?
Yeah.
Because, here's the question. Who the fuck does GSP fight that makes sense? Like, what is the fight that interests you?
For GSP?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain here right now.
BJ Penn.
No.
BJ Penn 4. Yeah, GSP, just, BJ Penn 4.
Totally fucked that, was it Manila card or whatever up?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. GSP, I mean, a Diaz would be interesting, Nick, coming off his thing, but we did that already, so it's like, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not all that excited about the concept of GSP coming back. I think now that we got a taste of Conor McGregor and what life could be like, I'm not sure I'm all that excited about it. GSP was like the guy before. Which one?
GSP Dan Henderson.
Oh, Jesus.
The Hendo, one more time. He's coming out of retirement. Fuck GSP up. Him and his fucking aliens and Bigfoot.
Okay. I'll buy it.
I don't know. That's the only thing I care about.
GSP, just stay retired. Be Barry Sanders and just
he can't.
He can.
Can't scratch that itch.
He's got plenty of money.
He can't scratch that itch.
About that shit.
I want to talk about this Roy Nelson situation. So the Brazilian sports court accepts a complaint against Roy Nelson, and the attorney is looking for a 14-month suspension and $185,000 fine. What do you think about this?
Ridiculous. Come on. Dude, in Texas, you get like a couple grand fine for like doing all kinds of shit. Big deal. Nobody got hurt. It's a combat sport. I get he's not supposed to touch the ref. If Big John has a problem, he should go to the commission and complain. I don't think he did any of that. Dude, find him $5,000, send him off into the sunset. See you later.
No, you gotta set an example.
I knew this was coming.
Gotta set an example. You're lucky I'm not running shit, because I would treat it like fucking PEDs. 2-year suspension, buddy! I'm not even gonna fucking hit you monetarily. It was a 2-year suspension, first offense.
Okay.
And we're never gonna see this happen again.
Is the Roy Nelson clause?
Yes.
See, I know you have a deep love for Roy Nelson.
Well, I'd say that jokingly, but reality, it should probably be a $30,000 fine and a 6-month suspension. That seems fair to me. I don't give a fuck how hard the contact was. You cannot make contact, period.
With the ref?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to draw a line. The line is you can't touch them regardless. Can you trip and fall into them? Maybe.
Oops.
With your dick in their ass?
I tripped and fell in that pussy. Sorry about that. I mean your ass. Sorry.
Should have us, right?
I'm not gay.
One in a million shot.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
30 grand is pretty steep.
But this is Brazil, too. How do they enforce all of this? You could just be like, fuck you. I'm not going to pay. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well.
Is the UFC going to really uphold whatever Brazil says?
Probably. Maybe not.
I think they might just tell him to go scratch. I don't know.
The whole thing's silly. Let's move on. Right?
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else?
So check this.
Yeah.
Eddie Bravo Invitational 2017 will feature open palm strikes on the ground. What do you think about this?
Well, one, where is this going to happen? I think he's talking about Indian reservations.
Yes.
Because I don't know about the legality of it. I'm all for it. I know Eddie was talking about it. He said that this will help open up the submissions even more, because he's more into everything he wants to do. He wants to see finish by a submission. None of this fucking draw,
point
none
shit.
Of this advantage, none of this point shit. So if you can palm strike on the ground, it'll open up more stuff. I like it. I don't know how the jiu-jitsu guys are going to feel about that. Like, oh, fuck, now I got to deal with palm strikes? What's this about? I don't know if they're all going to be cool with it, but I like a extra element of danger in there.
Sure.
You know?
I'm just concerned. Well, obviously, if it's an Indian reservation, maybe there isn't a commission, but now that you're starting to hit people, I wonder if this falls under a different jurisdiction than, like, a grappling tournament. Because I think grappling tournaments still fall under that whole, like, wrestling exhibition type stuff where there's not a commission. What happens if they start hitting each other? Then does there have to be one, or what's the story?
Yeah, because then does that bring into weight classes? Does that bring into drug testing? Because, you know, that's a huge
thing
in fucking jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
99% of them are on the sauce.
And they're getting high as fuck.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, both.
We always wanted to do the weed versus no weed jiu-jitsu invitational.
That's a better idea.
Caprito versus Eddie Bravo. You bring your best, we bring our best.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
Be like a 5 or 10 man like competition. You gotta make it uneven, like a 9 or 7 or something.
Yeah. You guys gotta get high as fuck though.
This is like bong rips. It's going crazy.
That'd be funny, because it'd be interesting to see, based on the results. Here's the follow up question. So, you have Eddie Bravo on one side, you have Caprito on the other. He assembles his best team. Eddie gets his best team. They get high as fuck on Eddie's side, and Caprito's side does not. But say Eddie's team wins 9 out of 10 matches. Do you think that would swing Comprito over to the weed side?
No. He's very anti-drug.
I know.
It's really interesting because he's such a laid-back dude, but this is the one thing. Like, he does not... He's very anti-drugs, like, in general. And that's okay.
Well, I think... Didn't he say it was because he saw...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was one of his friends or a competitor died. Or someone.
Taking, like, horse steroids or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking had a heart
so
attack.
So there's a reason behind
sure,
it.
Sure,
sure. I mean, I get it. I can respect
it's,
it.
It's all bad. I mean... I find the struggle I have is with anybody or anything is if you create absolutes anywhere, I think that's not a healthy thing. So
you're a Sith Lord then.
Right. I don't maybe Comprito. Hey, he does have that. You see that picture of him as a Sith
no.
Lord?
Yeah,
no. It's out there. Somebody did that for him and it looks real cool. Hey, maybe you never know. It's like a disguise. He's like the laid back dude, but really he's like super monster killer.
See?
I think the absolutes are a problem. You cannot make things absolute. There's always wiggle room and leeway, and so with him it's like literally fuck drugs. Like no drugs. It's no good.
Right? How about penicillin? Is that okay?
I think he's fine with that.
Antibiotics are all right?
Yes, those are cool. Painkiller's probably fine with that, but...
No alcohol, no fun.
I don't think he drinks, no. I mean, I think he will here and there, but I don't think he does, like, in general. He told me some stories, but... Yeah, he's definitely anti-drug. It's old-school thinking, you know? Like, it just kind of... You know? It's okay to go to a doctor and get some fucking crazy...
maybe we need to have him back on the show. How do you feel about painkillers?
Yeah, right. Because you know, where's the line? This stupid shit that you can't even feel your own head, but from a doctor and it's legal,
right.
But you can't go to like weed is bad because it grows out of the ground. Like,
right.
I mean,
it's
I don't
natural.
Know. So it's weird.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Yeah. Or fear him.
It'll all work out. So let's keep with the drug theme. So I might have asked this in the past, but why can't the fans get over the fact that Chris Cyborg has used PEDs? Like, it's just a constant slamming of her, and look at her before she used PEDs. We're talking fucking 4 or 5 years ago. I don't even know how many years ago this was, and we're still talking about it. And then you can, for example, contrast it to like a Josh Barnett, who's tested, I think, at least 3 times positive.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking talks about that anymore.
No.
So is it a gender thing where it's okay for the men to do it, but it's not okay for the women? Why the discrepancy here?
I have an opinion.
Yeah.
I believe it's because Josh Barnett, if you want to use that as an example.
I do.
He doesn't strike you and doesn't look like the type of guy who's on steroids.
Right.
So people forget. Where you look at Cyborg and you go, it's like Gabby Garcia, like, wait a second, that does not look like a woman.
That's a good point.
You know, so you kind of go like, that's not normal. So she's on some shit. It's a constant reminder of whether she's that way naturally or what. Now, you kind of go, hey, I think that's why.
Because that leads credence to the Vitor Belfort TRT one. Mm-hmm. He got the most shit out of anybody ever, but he was doing it legally.
He was fucking yoked.
But he was over the range.
He had veins everywhere. It was ridiculous.
Did you see his body? Like,
no.
Oh my God. It's
oh,
so,
the new one? Yeah, yeah, it's all pudgy. Yeah, not good.
I think this weigh-in was the worst he's ever looked post USADA.
Right.
It's just so depressing.
It is. That was the greatest era in MMA. The Vitor Belfort TRT era.
God.
Oh, God. The knockouts is so sweet. He was on fire.
Spinning wheel kicks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing? This guy never throws kicks.
He's crazy. He's
like, he was always just known for his hands.
Yeah.
Now he's throwing kicks.
I think his heart's going to explode one day.
And he's arm barring John Jones and fucking crazy. Breaks his arm, you know? Mm-hmm. God damn.
That was good times, Matt.
Yep. Will we get back to the good times someday?
Probably not. So we have to move on.
Okay.
We have to just decide that it is going to be what it's going to be, man.
Well, Chris, there's some other Chris Cyborg stuff. I got to find it. But I know she was talking about Ronda Rousey again, and she was also saying, maybe they don't have a division for me because I don't have blonde hair and blue eyes.
And big tits.
Yeah.
You're missing those two. Sorry.
And she saw Ronda shadow boxing and... Shadow One again. Like she keeps
nice.
Going with that.
There's a rumor going around that she's going to fight before the end of the year against, was it Nunes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so remains to be seen.
Yeah, someone just posted a picture with her, and she looks like she's in fight shape.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a couple in the last month or two. We had that one that we She's out shopping or something, and she looks like she's, you know, getting in shape. You know, maybe.
Just fight the cyborg. And then Cyborg put a picture of a fortune cookie that said something along like the Candyman line, like, don't mention my name three times. Cyborg.
That was a freaky movie.
Yeah. She's coming to get you.
So let's talk about the Candyman, which happens to be Conor McGregor this time around. Okay. I heard some rumor that he got fined a shit ton of money for a little bottle incident.
So it's kind
of
good that we missed a show yesterday and got to film it today, because I got to watch a good portion of this Nevada State Athletic Commission hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of this, he gets a $150,000 fine.
Ouch.
Has to do 50 hours of community service.
Okay.
And he has to film a public service announcement for the NSAC with an anti-bullying campaign.
God.
And this is the most ridiculous shit ever. So the Nevada Attorney General that was presenting the case in front of them said, okay, let's just do a $25,000 fine and 25 hours of community service. And then it just starts going crazy.
It was piling
this
on.
Fucking, these commissioners. Like, remember we were talking about Nick Diaz. Fucking lifetime ban! Fuck this guy! 5 years! 5 years! Like, they're just pulling shit out of their ass again. So this Pat Lundvall bitch, she, again, just,
And we mean bitch in the nicest sense of the word.
Now, fuck that woman, okay? She's pulling shit out, and, let's do 10% again. You know, he makes a lot of money. He can afford this. We need to make it pretty significant. Let's do, 10%. What'd he make, $3 million? Okay, $300,000 fine. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? He threw water bottles and Monster Energy cans. He didn't fucking hit anybody. Maybe one person got hit, but nobody got injured. So really, we're talking about what? $150,000 for throwing water bottles.
Well, you know, the one thing that it sounds very similar and even worse than what John Jones got for some of his antics.
Yeah, he got 10% of his.
He had 50 hours of community service and all this stuff too. It just seems like.
Strike anybody.
No.
They got into a physical altercation, and Cormier threw a fucking shoe.
Right.
You're telling me a shoe is no less lethal than a water bottle?
I love
it. Come on.
I literally, every time you say that, I picture that video, and I'm just dying because it's the most ridiculous. Literally, a grown-ass man took his fucking shoe off and threw it at somebody. Mm. That's ridiculous. Which is also as ridiculous as throwing a Monster can, but
didn't hit anybody.
Well, I thought he hit some girl or something. No, no. I wonder too, like, how much of that was ridiculous, like idiocy, or was it just spectacle, or what?
How much was staged? Like, one of the commissioners was kind of alluding to that fact that, you know, this stuff happens all the time. It was like, oh, it's the day before. You know, they're gonna do something. What is it gonna be this time?
Right.
This time it was water bottles. Really, is there any fine that we can impose? Is there any community service we can impose that's really going to stop this? Probably not. But they do it anyway. And then I don't know how they got this public service announcement shit through. I don't know if it was Connor's attorney that was representing him that suggested this, or if it was Pat Lundvall. It's like, let's use Connor. Let's do this public service announcement. Let's get him on the website. And then we'll do this all professional. Like, what the fuck? Why don't you just ask him to service your pussy while you're at it? Like,
you probably would.
And then two of the commissioners were joking, like, let's put ourselves in this public service announcement. Like, you guys, it's a fucking mockery, this whole thing. I don't know how any of this is legal. Why we still continue to fight in Nevada? It's ridiculous. And I think McGregor's attorney said it too. Like, do you want fighters to make less money? Because now they're going to really not want to have a big purse, because anytime something comes before you, you're just looking to take a percentage off.
Right.
This is horse shit.
I wonder what their motivation is, because is it money? Is it to set examples? I mean, what's a service announcement? I mean, what's that really going to do in the grand scheme of things? I don't know. I mean, is it really going to help the bullying situation? Was he bullying?
Do a goddamn thing.
He wasn't bullying. As a matter of fact, I would say that the Diaz camp was the one who was bullying people by being all fucking weird.
Just wait till he goes in front of them. What's he going to get?
Yeah, when's that going to happen?
I don't know. I think on Monday.
He's getting fined $2
million. Seriously.
He's so fucked.
If he got $150,000, fucking Diaz. They hate Diaz's. Yeah. He may get a lifetime ban. Lifetime ban! That's all we know.
You made $2 million?
Because,
no,
you know,
he made zero.
Because Connor came in and was all apologetic. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, I acted a fool. It'll never happen again. You tell me Nate Diaz is going to come in like
that?
He's
going to be like his brother. I plead the fifth.
He might come in and start hucking water bottles at them. Fuck you, motherfucker. 2-9!
Remember that, though? Diaz is like, I plead the fifth. Yeah. Fifth Amendment. Fifth Amendment. That's not answering shit.
I plead
shit.
The fifth. Not like the Dave Chappelle shit.
Come on. Nothing. I have no
the
comment.
Fifth.
My comment is, I plead the fucking fifth.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. But, you know, Nevada is a big thing. Maybe they can figure out some other state to have these big fights in. I don't know.
That's the only way you get around this is just fuck
move it
Nevada.
To some other state. I don't know where you'd move it to.
I don't know.
Chicago!
We always get the shit cards. Yeah. And they always, the last time they came, it was warm. But every other time they've come in winter.
It's freezing ass cold.
Yeah. At least Conor McGregor took it in stride. He posted a tweet. He said, I get fined more than these bums get paid.
He's right, though.
I know. $150,000 fine is more than a lot of these guys get paid, which
sucks.
Is kind of sad, Gary. But Philly got a raw deal. I'm okay with a $25,000 fine, 25 hours of community service.
I'm with you. I got to say, oof. Matt, I've never done this before that I recall, but I feel like we're having a good show, Matt. I feel like this is a good one.
Are you jinxing us?
No, I'm just saying, I feel like we're on a roll. Let's
okay.
keep it going. Hit me! His computer just
hit
died.
Literally?
No.
I can't throw a good left from right here.
That's right.
Let's talk about Nate Diaz. So, we mentioned him. Did you see what USADA gave him?
Oh, well, I heard something about the vaporizer thing.
Yeah, they gave him a public warning for...
What was that? I'm not sure.
I don't either, for using his vape pen. Don't do things that are good for your body because right. you're still in competition. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fucked up. Hey, you want to see? Here's something interesting. So I went to the USADA website and they have the WADA prohibited list.
Oh, geez. What is the supplements that are prohibited?
Yeah. So just kind of see how in-depth the pages. I can't even turn the pages. If there's like 100 different substances on each page.
Holy fuckballs. That's a lot of stuff there.
Like, if you're a fighter, are you really going to maintain every single page in this book?
What's some of the stuff say?
I mean, it's kind of hard. And I think Frank Mir just said, it's pretty ridiculous, the testing that USADA does, and I think they're just trying to justify their pay by over-testing everybody. It's fucking ridiculous.
Holy cow, some of this stuff, I've never even heard of this stuff. There's a lot of shit on here, Matt.
There is.
Where is this stuff even found? Narcotics?
I don't even know. I didn't even look at it at all, because the font is so tiny that they're just trying to make it less of 9 pages, but it could really be 16
wow.
if you expanded the font out. Again, we're at a crazy state of
gene
affairs.
Gene doping. No gene doping.
Why?
I want a gene dope. Wow. That's insanity. Yeah, I think they're way over the top of this shit. I'll put this here.
Yeah, just throw it on the ground.
Fuck
we don't subscribe.
Fuck that noise.
We don't subscribe.
No. What else you got?
Well, one of the last things. Tim Kennedy was saying the cost to provide medicals to fight at UFC 205 in New York mm-hmm. is going to cost him personally anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 for all the shit he's got to do.
Wow.
So
why?
He has to do new blood work, and then it lists a bunch of shit. Urinalysis, new physical exam, an EKG, chest x-ray, a new eye exam, an MRI, brain scan, and some other shit. I think this is...
Why is he paying for all that?
I don't know, but I think this is part of the stipulations that New York is imposing on all the fighters because it's the first event, and I think to get it passed through their retarded assembly, remember all the crazy fuckers that
yeah.
I don't want to talk about all that again, like holy shit. But wouldn't the UFC cover this? Like, this is also coming from Tim Kennedy, who also thinks ISIS is after him 24/7.
That fucker sleeps probably with a fucking M16. He sleeps like this in his bed. He's ready to go anytime.
Cocked in one hand.
M16 in the other.
M16 in the other.
That's right. I don't know. You know, he's always been outspoken, so I don't know how much of that's true or not true, but or maybe he said it and then he's meant it as in that's what the price of it is and someone will cover it. I don't know. But it's a lot of shit. It's kind of ridiculous.
I don't believe it.
No?
No.
Fuck New York.
Fuck New York. I like your attitude.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them. What was that? God damn it.
Here we go.
I'm thinking Chris Weidman. Remember now he said fuck him. What's his name? He was on the Dana White show. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
My brain.
You gotta give me some breadcrumbs here.
Big ass arms, spaghetti eating, jujitsu.
Mancera.
That's it. See, I got you there.
And
remember
Mancera
when he said fuck
what?
Him good, fuck him when Anderson Silva got his leg broken?
Yeah,
he said,
okay.
Good, fuck him.
Gotcha.
That's where I was going. See, stay with us, okay? You got to understand how my fucked up brain works, especially at this hour.
That's right.
It's all good.
It's always at this hour.
Is that it for news?
I think so. Let's go into some ass to nuts.
Ass to nuts?
Yes. Ass
like
to
ass,
nuts.
It's like ATM?
That's right. A to N. Do you think female fighters will age the same way some of the men age in the sport? Like how Royce Gracie fought Ken Shamrock last year. Will we see Joanna versus Rose when they're like 50 years old in Bellator?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think the women are going to throw down?
No.
Until they're
I don't think so.
Late 50?
No. I think maybe, but not really.
I don't know. I'm telling you, you once a fighter, always a fighter. You'll never be able to scratch that itch. With the exception of Ronda Rousey, she'll be out and done. She may already be out and done. I think Chris Cyborg is going to be that one that keeps
six
coming around.
Forever?
Fuck yeah.
Perhaps.
Could be the shooter box. They might not want to give it up. Jorge. I can't do the last name. Suavis. We'll see. How do you score Bisping versus Hendo? I thought it was 48-47 for Bisping, unfortunately.
Yep.
Ben Lees. Do you think hometown advantage helped Bisping with the decision? And who would you like to see him fight next, the winner of Rockhold versus Jacare or the winner of Weidman versus Romero?
Romero. Give him something new.
Well, the tough thing is if the hometown advantage, did that help Bisping with the decision? Just the guy with the 49-46. That one was fucking way off spot. Romero, here's the problem. Every time, and I know he was out because of a tainted supplement, but every time somebody comes back from testing positive for steroids, they typically get knocked out. They typically get knocked out in their next fight, and they almost always lose. So I don't see how Romero is going to win that fight just based on the statistics. I would like to see a Romero fight because I'd like to see what Romero does to Michael Bisping. Because I think out of all those guys, that's probably the most terrifying guy.
Probably.
If he can go five rounds.
He could.
Cardio.
It may not need to go that long.
No. But just thinking about how dynamic he is, I'd like to see him fight Bisping.
I think he finishes Mike inside one.
Either him or even Jacare, I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. Just get Bisping on the ground. What happens? Oh, no.
He finishes Mike inside one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mark Brimlow asks, who do you guys think are the most feared fighters past and present, and how would they face up against each other, prime versus prime?
Feared fighters?
I've got good ones right here. So Anthony Rumble Johnson, mm-hmm. current.
Yep.
Chuck Liddell, past. Pit those two up against each other.
Wow. That would be crazy. And they're in the same weight class, which is the even crazier thing.
Uh-huh.
yeah, that's a really good one. I like Vanderlei Silva, and shit, Anthony Rumble Johnson would be a good one too. Back the Pride Vanderlei.
Right.
Oh my God,
it's scary.
It would be crazy. I think one guy maybe that doesn't get mentioned is like Paul Harris is pretty fucking scary. Like when he's because you don't know what he's gonna do.
No,
anybody who fought that guy has got balls of steel. Wow. Yeah, that's
I wonder,
a good question.
Just on a side note, if we were talking just a straight jiu-jitsu, I can't fucking talk, a straight jiu-jitsu match, Paul Harris versus Maya.
Yeah, but Paul Harris is so fucking strong.
I don't know. Is Mayo's jiu-jitsu good enough to neutralize the size advantage?
I'm trying to think, like, the leg lock game is so different. So I don't know if these old school guys like Maya have a ton of defense against it.
I would imagine he's had to cross circles with them at some point.
Sure.
Either in training or something. But just a side note, that would be an interesting match.
It would.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Move right along. Isaac Arape. My fellow New Zealander, Dan Hangman Hooker, was fit and ready to step in on short notice to fight Ricardo Lamas. Mm-hmm. Pound sign, Hangman for Manila. Thoughts on the cancellation of the Manila fight card? Pound sign, Ingo Rape Train Bandwagon.
Thank you.
You're the rape
Thoughts
train.
On the... I'm saddened, and I'm also happy at the same time. I don't think that matchup was a good one for BJ.
No. And then there were all these rumors. Like, someone in the MMA media was saying that all the UFC employees were going to get drug tested, and if they tested positive, they were going to steal all their passports. Like, complete bullshit.
What?
Like, a country is not going to do that. And someone was propagating that bullshit. But, you know, again, it's kind of curious, though, that you have to cancel an entire card because the main event... It, you know, that's John Jones, Dan Henderson, UFC 151. But, I mean, I think you're right. None of us really wanted to see BJ Penn versus Ricardo Lamas. I think, you know, I want to see Penn fight, but definitely not top tier. Dennis Seaver fight made the most sense.
Yeah.
Give him someone where he probably can win, mm-hmm. lower tiered, not a young killer.
Yeah, Lamas has got a lot of cardio, and he's it's a tough fight.
You know what I don't know. Right now.
Last time we saw BJ, he wasn't looking too good, so.
No, it's when he was stiff as a board, light as a feather.
Yes.
And I think this is it. Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time! Pound sign, Nuts Rule. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all?
I don't care either way.
You can gossip about me all day, yeah. all night, all day. Would you rather have a daughter who's addicted to drugs and or alcohol, or have a daughter who's anorexic?
I would choose neither, but they're all equally fucked up, so I don't know that there's a good herb. I mean, they can all be cured. Fuck. I would maybe pick the alcohol, because I think that takes longer. There's more chance of it recovering anorexia? I don't know. Fucking stupid question.
I take the anorexia because I'll fatten that bitch up. I'm going to get her eating all sorts of shit. She don't have a choice.
Just keep
I'll buy
her.
The food in this house. This is what you're eating.
Max, like, eat this.
I'll watch
eat
you.
This oil. Eat it.
Yeah.
Suck it down.
That's right. Would you rather have a perfect memory or enhance your appearance tenfold? You can't improve on beauty like this, so I take... Enhance my memories.
Yeah. I feel like my memory's
perfect
slipping
memory.
As an agent.
No.
It definitely, especially this time of night, I would say I'll take my memory. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, looks are overrated. Memories last forever.
They do.
Would you rather have your naked picture online, never be able to remove it, or jump off a bridge and survive, but have broken bones and a slow recovery?
I'm fine with my naked picture.
Me too. Who gives a shit?
It ain't pretty, but who fucking cares?
You can look at my cock and balls all day, all night.
You might. I hope it's a cold day, too, and you got one of those, like, turtles going.
That's right.
It's fucking, like, hiding.
I want to have the tiniest dick ever for
everybody.
You know?
Ain't no porn dick here. I'm a grower, not a shower, baby.
That's right. You'll take it.
That's right.
Just a tip. And right into knowledge.
He's clicking.
I have some knowledge. I forgot to pull it up, but...
Scared.
We've got, I'm probably going to have to eat an ad here.
Are you going to show me your rectal exam?
I'm going to show you me naked.
Nice. Pictures.
Once all this comes up, oh, I got to eat a Miller High Life commercial.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got Valentina Shevchenko.
Females.
Or Shevchenko doing some belly dancing. I'll just leave everybody with this.
Oh, jeez. I'm liking this. I like the tattoos.
I forgot. One of my friend's moms was a belly dancer.
Yeah?
But she never belly danced for us. I always was going to offer it.
Interesting.
I'm a big fan of this belly dancing.
I could say that. I would agree. This is quite...
The music works well with this. I will probably post a good portion
She's
of
what, Russian?
Ballet.
She's like a Russian thing?
Maybe Polish. Russian.
See, the thing
maybe
about
Russian.
The thing
or
about
Polish.
The Polish women, man, they are just, it's like a fucking flame ball of like fiery fire, but dude, you know what it, you cannot get too close to the sun, Matt, and that,
yes,
I feel
you
like
can.
That's one of those where you're like, wow, you want to rent that, you don't want to purchase that, you want to rent it and then let it go. You can't buy it
because like
it's
one
too
of those
expensive.
Maids that cleans your house.
Yeah, it's too expensive. You cannot own that. You have to, you just rent it or lease it and then let it go. Let someone else buy that because that property is too pricey. You cannot handle it.
Oh, I can handle it.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have high expectations, man. All the Polish.
Don't worry.
The females I see around, they like, they, or the men, with the men, they got like Porsches and all this super expensive shit. And I think there's like some stigma there. I don't know.
Maybe she's Russian.
I don't know about the Russians, but definitely the Polish population around here. They're very showy, I would say.
Flashy. They wear tracksuits.
Yeah, I'm cool with the tracksuits.
Like Grand Theft Auto cool?
Yeah, dude, we should totally do that. Nothing like a good fucking tracksuit. Just roll up in places.
Let's
like,
just
up?
Roll, man. That's how we're going. We're going to go to Colorado just wear tracksuits. Look at these motherfuckers.
Awesome. They have to be skin tight, too. Should. Like,
that's fine. I'll cycle up, too.
Sporting no tracksuit.
Double
crazy.
My testosterone levels.
I'm going to get on the gear then, too. All right. Just get yoked.
You have the doctor.
How long does it take? 3 months?
You could probably do some damage in about a month, okay. Depending upon how high you want to go. You want to go to Vitor or Belfort level?
If I'm doing, you know me.
When you start, you never know how much you need to dose. So you got to take a good load. Take a good load to start.
I never half-ass anything, Matt. I'm all in.
It's like, don't worry. I can show you how to do all the shots. We'll fucking take care of it. You can do it yourself.
I might pass out.
No, nah, you'll be fine. The crazy thing was, it's actually easier to give yourself a shot in the ass than it is the thigh.
Really? First,
yeah.
Because you don't have to look at it?
Because you're looking in the mirror. Big ass mirror.
So it's almost like it's somebody else.
Right. So it's like the first time I put it in my thigh, it's like, whoa, this is weird. I'm getting a little wheezy here. Even though I've done it in my ass a whole bunch of times.
Huh.
And if you take that out of context, it sounds really bad.
It's all good, man. I'm not judging.
It's all good.
You gotta be who you are, man.
That's right. I think that's all I got. You got anything else for this week?
Nope. See? Told you. Great show.
In
That's
out done.
Been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for checking out the show this week. You can support MMA Nuts by working with our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, where you can get 99cent.coms with code MMANUTS99. You can also save 30% off new orders with code MMANUTS30. And lastly, $1 per month economy hosting is back for 1 year with code MMANUTS1H.